Welcome to the Purdue Dairy Digest. I'm Dr. Tamalee Nenick. In this installment of the Dairy Digest, Dr. Mike Schutz will be discussing how does genomic testing work?
Genomic selection has become an affordable tool for selection decisions on dairy farms. Male or female cattle can be tested as adults or as baby calves right after birth. The cost of genomic testing presently in 2015 is about $45 per test. For a dairy farmer, the process begins by requesting a shipping container appropriate for the type of DNA sample that will be sent to the lab. The DNA testing labs are usually happy to provide those. While DNA can be derived from any tissue unique to an animal, tissue and hair seem to be the most common at 51 and 39% of the samples tested in 2014. Blood is also fairly simple to collect, but only represented 4% of samples. Semen and nasal swabs have been used in the past. Typically, tissue samples consist of tiny ear punch that is collected directly into a tiny sample tube. The ear punch can be collected along with insertion of the ear tag for identification. Hair is typically pulled from the base of the tail, which is a location that is less likely to have hair from other animals that could contaminate the DNA sample. Blood is usually captured onto a card with a small absorbent pad. All of these samples can be stored and mailed later to the testing lab. The genomic testing itself may take 3 days or so for sample preparation and identification of the SNPs. The lab will be in contact to resolve any apparent discrepancies in parentage, and then results will be sent to the Council on Dairy Cattle Breeding, where genomic evaluations for new animals are calculated weekly and returned to the lab for distribution. Genomic results are often provided 10 days to 2 weeks after mailing samples.